All right, so we have one last point to finalize before we enter into Kli Yavish and Kli Lach. I assume you guys looked at least over the factually the sources, right?
Yeah.
It's fun stuff, man. Is it not? I thought it was great. Darius, did you like the Kli Lach, Kli Yavish stuff?
I didn't really get so
far. It should be, I'm just saying, the issue with Rav and Shmuel should be easy to deduce based on the Sfarah we said yesterday. So let's just repeat the Sfarah we said yesterday. Shmuel holds, right, that Kmitza is a...
Which one was?
It was a
one-time
thing about
it. You're allowed to use it. Oh yeah, yeah, no, he holds. You don't let it out. So he's the one who holds that.
It's a maisa, right? It's a maisa. Kmitza is a maisa, right? So there's nothing precluding the use of a clay mida. Won't be ma'akev because it's an act of taking out. Whereas Rav holds what? Rav holds no. The very sheer kmitza itself is handful. That is a sheer kmitza. Or as I'm still having nightmares about someone said yesterday, subjective measurement. You're right, though. You're right. I'm just trying to show you why you're right. Okay. So now the Gemara says, now apply that, if you apply that logic to the machlokus about whether we extrapolate or not, it should work out very easily. Rav holds that the fact that it happened by Aaron, right, is considered a repetition, right? Which is, again, it's funny because, just to be clear, God teaches the halacha in the abstract, then Aaron does stuff, okay? So the order is, it's not the order of it was done once and done again. It was taught and then done. So Rav says that's considered a repetition. Shmuel says it's not. If I'm correct, it should follow naturally from. I didn't put that on the tape. It should naturally It should naturally flow from the Svara. So what would you say? Why was Rav going to have to say it's a case of why was he going to learn the case of Aaron as the case of repeating and Shmuel not? What do you say? It's an easy point. What do you say? Nope. Rav's going to have to say what Aaron did is a repetition because the only kmitza is defined by a handful. So if it discusses Aaron by Malas Kapo Mimena, right? What is kmitza? Sheer handful, right? So it has to be the same thing. Where Shmuel is going to say what?
For Shmuel, the masa was only done once.
No, it wasn't a masa outside of a structure of a korban. Out of a korban mitzvah. Meaning what Aaron did wasn't really a korban mitzvah, it was a practice mitzvah. So he didn't really do a masa of getting the kmitza if it wasn't within that framework.
Okay, I hear that. That's a good approach. I wasn't thinking that. I think a little differently, but that's not a bad approach. You're looking at the entire phenomenon of Aaron and saying as a phenomenon, it's not Korban Mincha, it's something else.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Right.
Like,
right, that could be. That's good, okay. Or it could go along with what Kali was trying to say. You're saying a little differently.
I'm saying the Maisa was only done once, it was only mentioned once. God
right.
Was in the abstract.
Like I gave it away. In other words, God teaches it first, and then all Aaron's doing is he's just doing, in other words, it's God says this is kmitza, and then he's teaching Aaron how to do kmitza. But the fact that he's teaching him how to do it is a different phenomenon than the conceptual origins of kmitza.
So
but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. That's not bad.
I mean, you could.
So let's pick it up from the Gemara Yotzei Sama Beis, where it says v'lo yalav Shmuel. Okay, let's just set up the kasha. Okay, but I forgot. It's interesting because this is the Gemara here isn't essentially about Kli Lach and Kli Yavish. But I feel like in order to understand what's going on in the Gemara here, you have to understand that whole sugya, which is a very nice sugya. So what does the Gemara say? Hello, Yalav Shmuel.
Hello, Yalav Shmuel, Dor Mishah. And Shmuel does not learn Dor Mishah.
Meaning?
That's a question.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. What are you kidding me? The Hatnan.
Hatnan, learn the Mishah. Kli halach, mekashin halach. So wet measuring utensil is mekadesh something that's wet.
Okay, so right. So the kli that I all like to talk about is that no one took these pictures. I'm very disappointed. I copied these for everybody. These are this looks like a mizrakot. That's what it looks like. These are the mizrakot. Okay, what are these used for? Blood. Okay. So what? Catching the blood. So this is a kli, right? A vessel that is used for liquids. Okay. So the first thing you need to understand is that there are kalim used for liquids and kalim used for solids, okay? Example of liquid would be blood, shemen, okay? Example of solids would be solus, flour, okay? And obviously...
Wet and dry doesn't necessarily mean
Liquid.
You could have like a wet solid, no?
So if you walked into the temple, right, you would see certain vessels that were made for liquids and certain vessels that are made for solids, okay? Now let me ask you a question. What if I use one for the other? What? Okay. So if I took flour and put it into my mizrak, one of my mizrakot, what would you say? It's not mekadesh. Does that mean I can't use it, by the way? Okay. So now what does the Gemara say? Now the Gemara says, since you have kli lach and kli yavesh, right? So the kli itself, right, is mekadesh, the liquid that goes in it. So again, if blood goes in there, the blood automatically becomes hektish. It's a special power these kalim have, that whatever you put in there becomes sanctified for usage in the mikdash. So if granite comes to the temple and offers us oil, okay? You're a generous guy. So if granite brought a tub of oil to the base of mikdash, right? Once I take that oil and I put it into the kli, right, that is set up for liquids, okay? What happens to the oil? Okay. And then Mishnah seems to say that it doesn't work. I can't cross, what will the word be? Cross,
reference?
Not cross reference, but.
Pollinate.
Cross pollinate, right, something like that. Cross pollinate. I can't use, if I go ahead and put Yavesh and Lach, or Lach and Yavesh, it wouldn't work. Okay.
So Mishnah is saying that kind of needs to be like a perfect, kind of like a Lach and Kifit, that to get something to be.
Nikadesh?
Yeah.
Right, it would seem that way.
It needs to be both. Right. The kli, a kli of being mekadesh, specific for this kind of item. It's like a weird. It's not
right, but be careful. Be careful. Don't go too far. To be a little taxonomic, we're talking about genus, not species. Meaning, the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't say that I have a blood kli and an oil kli.
Right.
It's saying I have a lach kli. So you can't go that far. In other words, meaning it's a category, right? It's not saying that because what you would think.
Well, isn't the sharpest category it gets to is then it doesn't get into within the.
But theoretically, what you could have said is What you could have said was, is that, no, there's a kli for blood, there's a kli for flour, there's a kli for oil.
What's allowing you to...
Paley? Because let me ask you a question. By korban mincha, what liquid am I using? Oil.
Right.
By, let's say, what do you call it? Animal korban, what am I doing? I gotta catch the blood.
Right.
The blood and there's no blood in korban mincha.
Right.
So maybe I'll say, I need a kli for oil and a kli for... Okay. Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. I thought you didn't like that. Okay. All right, keep going. Okay. David.
And a dry measuring kli for measuring dry things is mekadesh something that is dry. In kli halach mekadesh and hayavesh, lo midai yavesh mekadesh and halach. And a kli for measuring dry things cannot be mekadesh something that's wet. And a kli for measuring wet things cannot be mekadesh.
But you guys notice a change in language in the Mishnah when it says kli versus midat.
Yeah.
All right. So most people say it means kli, but. Why would you say one? Why would you say one is kli and one is midat?
Because you measure the dry.
You don't measure the liquids.
You actually know. You need it.
Ivan Mar Shmuel.
Ivan Mar Shmuel. Lo shanu ela midot aval mizrakot mekadshin.
Okay, what does that mean? Rashi, right? Is it Rashi here?
Yeah,
Ivan Mizrakot.
Because we're gonna see the Mishnah. We're gonna see the other Mishnah. Okay. But what does Shmuel say?
According to Rashi?
Yes.
Okay. Lo shanu, de'em mekadesh yavesh ela b'midat lach. So you are not mekadesh something that's dry only with a wet measure.
Right.
Kigon hin v'lo.
Right.
Tehu midat lo chazilei ela b'milte. So like by a hin or a lo, where you're measuring, where the measure is not something that's fit for what's being put into it.
What does that mean? So there's two kinds of kalim that now comes the, see, it didn't go down Paley Havamina road. The Shmuel goes a different direction. He says there are two types of liquid holding vessels in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? One kind is a vessel that's made to hold liquid, like Mizrakot. The other kind is a log kli. Okay, so again, so you have two kinds of kalim that hold wet things. One kind is stam holds wet things, right? That's what it does. It holds blood. Doesn't matter how much blood goes in there. Like this guy, right? Holds blood. The other one is a log kli. I need a log of shemen. Oh, so imagine for a second, on the in the Beis HaMikdash kitchen, Beis HaMikdash shelves, right, where the kelim were stored. Well, they had a lishka for that. But anyway, where the kelim are, you're going to see on one shelf, you'll see like Mizrakot, right? And the other shelf, you'll see like log, and it'll say like a big lamed on it, or L, a big lamed. So you know that's a log, right? And its size was a log, okay? Okay. No. So, sure, we're very firm. One second. So now the Gemara is saying, so what's Shmuel saying? Shmuel saying that the issue of Mekadesh only emerges where? Where's the problem with Mekadesh, right? He says, Lo Shanu Ella Midos. What does he mean?
That's what? The only time that it's Mekadesh. That it matters whether it's Lach or
Yavish. Right. In other words, a log Kli cannot be Mekadesh flour. Okay. But a Mizrak Kli, this dude, can be Mekadesh flour. Okay? You understand?
Yes.
What a bizarre machlokas.
Yes.
Very strange. Okay, now what does he say? This whole thing's going to be bizarre. Dichsiv. Oh, sorry, David, you had a question? back to Gemara. So Gemara says,
Are these things
going to be Makatuv? As it says in the Torah, Makatuv Batorah.
No.
Read the whole pasuk. Shnehem milaim solat. So what do we learn from there? What? Well, yeah, but what did they use? Shnehem milaim solat. What's the shnehem referring to?
Both the dry and the wet.
Okay, so close. Well, at the very least, what do we know? That the kli that was holding the solas was also made to
hold
lach, right? What do you see over there? You see what happened? What's this referring to? Let's get our context right here. Anyone have what do you call it? Parshas Naso? Okay, what were those guys doing? They were bringing korbanos, right? Okay. Now it says shnehem milaim solas. Okay. Why does because it says that? What do we learn out from there? What do they put the solas into? A mizrak. Don't ask me why. But they put the solas into a mizrak, and yet, what do we say? It was able to be mekadesh, right? So the fact that shnei milaim solas is showing you a kli lach, right, can be mekadesh yavish, right?
Wait, hatam the tanaba kra tresar zin.
Okay, so this goes back to the original question. Okay, bad answer. What's the original question? Right. The question is that how come Shmuel over there learns mishal ledoros, right? I mean, he said before, you don't learn Mishal Adaros. So what's the answer where it says, the Tanaba Kra Tresar Zimnin? Why is that an appropriate answer to Shmuel?
Because it's not a story if you repeat it 12 times.
Well, not that far, but it's saying, if you repeat something 12 times, what do you learn from that?
It's
got to
be.
Right, it's not, what?
You can learn something else from it.
Right, exactly. It's not, even though, now just be careful, even though it's clearly Lisha, it's not Lisha. What kind of answer is that? This is going to be, that also I had a very difficult time defining. What an odd answer. It's very strange because I would say is that, what do you mean? Who cares if it was repeated 12 times? It only happened once. Fine, times 12, but it's still once. There's only one time when you had an incident where the scene brought stuff. Don't try to answer that.
No.
All right, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah is from Sachem Pei Ches Amar Aleph, okay, on the sheet. Atamuchan. That's really gro, Me'a Mishnah. Klei Lach. Okay, at the Yavesh. Right, so that we just saw this Mishnah. And okay, now look at the Rashi, Klei Lach, Ka'aros, Mizrakos, Adam Liyam Hashemen. So you have these pans and these coney dudes that are made for blood and for oil and wine.
So he's not making differentiation between Mizrakot and other things. It sounded before that maybe there was a differentiation between Mizrakot and other Kli Halach.
Well, we don't know yet. Shmuel does, yeah. Hold on. Midos Yavesh, what does Rashi say? Midos Yavesh, Shnei Midos Yavesh Hayu. That's interesting. There were only two measurements that ever existed for solids in the Beis HaMikdash. What were the two measurements? Isaron and Chatz Isaron. Isn't that amazing? Okay. I'm saying, like, why could there be more? So he says, Isaron Lemedidas Kol Menachos, right? So Isaron was there was an Isaron Kli Yavesh. It was its size was Isaron that was used to measure out flour for mincha. Okay, and the Chatz Isaron, the Chatzos Bo Minchas Chavite Kohen Gadol. Okay, Which, again, that's a separate mincha. Okay? Fine. Okay. All right. And then the Mishnah says, Ein kli lach mekadesh es yavesh, v'lo yavesh mekadesh es lach. So look at the Gemara.
Amar Shmuel, lo shanu elam midot, avam zirko mekadesh.
Okay. So again, just like our Gemara. So the Shmuel splits it, right? Okay, keep going. Shneamar.
Shneamar shnehem aleihem sola.
Okay, now listen to this question. So Amalei Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. What do you ask him?
Mincha lachahi.
Right, meaning what?
A mincha is wet.
Okay, isn't a mincha wet? Now, what do you mean isn't a mincha wet? Rashi, lachahi.
Daha katir belulava shemen.
Sure. Mihaikra. Now, one second. Now, you have a funny thing here. So the kli that a mincha goes into, okay? So what am I going to do with the flour? I'm going to mix it with oil, okay? Now, the Gemara treats the fact you're mixing with oil as what? Right, it's like a lach, right? And therefore, how could it be mekadesh yavish? So what's his answer? Amrele lo nitzrcha elo lo yavish sheba. Right? What does that mean? Rashi.
So it has you view it as not being wet or dry, but it's being...
That's not what he says. Wet. Look at Rashi. Lo yavish sheba. For the dry that's in there. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. He says, she efshar livala kula. Because when you mix the oil and the flour, you're not going to be able to do what? Except, well, no. Livala kula. You won't be able to mix it perfectly. So what's going to happen? Hold on, what's going to happen? Shelo yubo kartin shel yavesh, shelo naga bahen hashemen. V'gachinim izrako. So what's going to happen? You're going to have little what? You're going to have little corpuscles, right, of yavesh, and those corpuscles for sure will have done what? Touched oil. Okay? Meaning what? What's Rashi saying? You can't mix it completely, right? So, because you can't.
You just can't.
It's very difficult to. The Gemara is saying some dry will still be present. And that dry is going to do what now? Shelo yubar karton, right? Shel yavesh, which means little chunks of soles. Shelo naga behen, that didn't touch the shemen. V'kachinu mizrakos. What does that mean?
It's gonna be in the end.
So, someone said before, it can't be lach, right? That's the answer, it's not lach. But is it yavesh?
Not really.
He's not really saying it's yavesh. Right, but what is that? It can be in between. Is it a yavesh or lach? Don't say yavesh just means the lack of something, like lack of moisture. Don't give me that. That's not a definition. The Gemara beginning Menachos cites, again, I'm not saying which order, but the Gemara there also has our Mishnah / Gemara. What does Tosos say over there? Midos. Oh, remember that question I asked before? That wasn't my question. It was Tosos' question. Tosos says, why does the Mishnah use the term kli by liquid, kalim, and mida by dry ones? Why? Okay, Tosos says, I'll tell you why. Tilsa. Look how nice it was. I actually even translated gadush for you guys. Okay, what does gadish mean? Or gadush? What? It does, by the way. This is going to sound like I'm going to keep picking on Clark. This is going to sound like a Clark counterintuitive statement, but it's true. It's a fascinating halacha. Okay? Fascinating. I bring an Isaron of Solas, okay? The Kohen now, what is he going to do? He's going to take his batch of flour and pour it into the Isaron Kli, okay? Now, here's the key. How much does the Kli hold? But he can't stop at the level of Isaron. He must continue.
Or the entire bag?
No, not the entire bag, because then it'll all fall over. But he has to overflow. Meaning, this is a halacha. Okay, it's a real halacha. That when he pours his solas into the kli, right, he can't stop at the fill line. He has to keep going. Just a little more.
That makes sense.
It's like this. In other words, even though the sarun's the exact amount, you shouldn't be, like the Kohen shouldn't be careful in his measuring of it. He should want to give more. You should be stingy, right? He says, Kedera Kol Shar Midos. Okay? Now, this Walt Gudish doesn't work by what? By Lach. Because what's going to happen if I can't be Megadish my Kli of Yayin. Because what's going to happen if I go? What's going to happen if I go? If I do more than the top level? So saying is that you can't be gadush by a kli lach, because what's going to happen if you try to pour more? It's going to spill over.
It's a Mar Zion issue. You might think it's a
dove. So you understand what Tosos is saying? This is going to be important down the road. Tosos is saying is that there's a reason why I'm bringing this in now, right? Tosos is saying that. When it comes to, why do you call it Klei Lach and Midas Yavesh? Midas Yavesh, what were they actually doing when they poured in the stuff? The Klei is made for measuring, but they would go overboard, right? So for some reason, that's Midah, right? Whereas Klei, what? No. How is Gadish an act of measuring? I ask. Okay, meaning like this, meaning if I, let me ask you a question. What?
You can't do less.
What do you mean? Okay. But okay, fine. You're right. But don't be too fancy yet. You're saying good, but not yet. They're not ready for that yet. Let me ask you a question. How much does a Kli hold? An Isaron, right? Okay. So if it holds an Isaron, if I know it holds an Isaron, I'm not measuring an Isaron when I pour the flour in there. The only time I measure is to make sure I have more than an Isaron. So the only time the act of measuring emerges to when I ensure I have more than the Isaron amount. But I'm not measuring the Isaron because that's what the Kli holds. It holds an Isaron. Right? So the act of measuring only comes about when I try to put in, when I try to add the Gadush. Okay? Zvachim Pei Chesam and Aleph, he rips apart Rashi. David. Zekatu Po, Aladaf. Po. Kizeb Zvachim. Ken. No. You have the, it's over here. Tosos. All right, so what does he say? Perish Bekuntras.
Perish Bekuntras. Adele Hachik Kari Le Yavesh.
Mida. Right, so one second. So we call Yavesh Mida, right? Ulalach. Well, hold on. Because there's no Kli, right? She'en Shum Kli Mekadesh Le Yavesh. No Kli can Mekadesh for something dry. Ella. The Chatz Yisaron. So the only two Kalim that can ever be Mekadesh for something Yavesh are the Yisaron Kalim. That's a problem. V'ha'ika.
V'ha'ika. V'yasa. Perek HaKomets.
Rabba.
Komets Rabba.
All right. Yes, Ken. V'ha'ika.
V'ha'ika.
Machta.
V'ha'ika. Machta.
Ketoret.
V'ha'ika.
What are those? Just tell me one of them. What's the machta?
The shovel.
The shovel. Very good. Right? So by the shovel, what's this question? We see by the shovel what?
It makes it hakdash. Or no, you might think it makes it hakdash.
No. Rashi says there were only two kalim set up for dry things in the base of Mekdash. Isaron and Chatz Yisaron. That's a lie. There are other kalim in the Mekdash set up for dry things. The shovel. The machta... Tosos' question to Rashi is it's like Rashi fumbled, right? Yes. How could Rashi miss that? Rashi says shtei midos, these kalim are the only two, right, that were made for dry things. That is an outright lie, because the kaf and the machta and the machteshes were also made for dry things. Go on. No. B'shvuos va'ika b'zichin v'shulchan. Okay? Those are the Bzichin and the Shulchan. Fine. Upeir Shemin Atam. Lay. Mida.
Below Kli. So we call dry things Mida, not Kli. The Fishe Avesh, Yacholin, the Mandod, Machok, O Gadush.
Bechol Inyan?
Bechol Inyan, Sheyirza.
Amazing. So why do we call it a Mida? Okay? What? Okay, so now comes the point I didn't say before. But now all comes together. When they made the Kli, okay, so they actually did make in the Kli room for what?
Room for extra
overflow. Okay, In other words, they built into the kli, right, a measuring for overflow. How much would they? How much did they put in there? 1.1. No. Not in the in the liquid. Only in the dry ones. What did they put in? About a third. So it would be Isarom plus a third more. Why? What?
The kli was bigger.
Correct. But okay. So, but was it? Or is that the Isarom? Okay. So. So b'chol inish yetzah, right? But what is a dry kli lent itself to measuring overflow or less, right? I can work out exactly how much I want. Aval davar lach lo shayach ba mida gave, but when it comes to something liquid, I can never put in more than what the kli can hold, right? Shere midas lach ena shave. Now this is very difficult. Because the measuring of liquid, I mean, I'm just translating English here, is not equal. The davar lach eino yachol lios gadosh, because something liquidy can't be overflowed. Upa'amem shemidas lach ze yisera mizeh. And that's the other problem. This is what Rafi was alluding to. And sometimes the measure, this is true, the filling up of one in the low kli will be more than filling up the other type of liquid in the low kli.
No, okay?
No. He says, "Kamo midas yain yisera midas mayim levisha yain of yoser." So since wine is thicker than water, v'chein shemem yain and oil is thicker than wine. So what's going to happen is that when you fill it up, so even though the each kli holds a log, what's going to happen though? There'll be just a little bit more of yain and then just a little more of shemen. Why, Rafi? Why?
Surface tension.
There you go. Because of the surface tension. Okay, so water. There, what is going to happen if I fill it up too much with water? Automatically, what's going to happen? It'll spill over. But if I put in, I'm not sure by yain. I didn't try this at home, but certainly by shemen, I can go just a hair over. So I can do what? So we've got like a ton of questions here. Well, actually, we have a decision to make. Hold on.